Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Congressman Frank Lucas. Joe Biden mentioning meatpackers in the State of the Union. We talk about that in just a moment. If you're looking for a chance to improve the genetics in your cattle herd, you need to check out the 2022 Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 433 Angus, 51 Hereford bulls will sale. Top genetics from both breeds will be featured. You can go to expressranches.com to view a catalog and videos of the animals selling. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon. More info at expressranches.com. Had the opportunity to talk with the former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, congressman from Oklahoma, right after the State of the Union address with President Joe Biden. One of the things the president brought up, those four meat packers making beef prices too high. Congressman Lucas says he's glad the president brought it up, but he's very concerned that, but he says it still brings us back around to the problem of nothing coming out of the DOJ, at least as of yet.
He said there's a problem and it has to be addressed. I agree completely. But here's the underlying problem. In the Trump administration, the Justice Department began an investigation under the Packers and Stalkers Act, under the Antitrust Act, under the Anti-Monopoly Act, examining the packing industry, Big Four in particular, industry as a whole. It is both a civil and a criminal investigation going on down at the Department of Justice. If the president wants to bring this to a focus, he needs to order his attorney general to speed up the investigation. We in Congress are waiting on this report. Under existing federal law, the Justice Department has the ability to literally take industries apart, to prosecute people criminally if they're colluding to fix prices and restrict competition. But we're waiting on the Justice Department report. Now, I can't predict what's happening. The slower, the more methodical the investigation is, I have to believe the more likely that there will actually be criminal, if not major civil action taken. But by the same token, if Justice finishes their investigation, if they say there's nothing going on there that can be prosecuted under present federal law, but they determine their problems, then tell us, and we'll work to change the law to give you the tools to address the problem. But they've got to finish their investigation. I'm happy to hear the president discuss it. I just hope he's pushing his people to get it done so we can do something.
And as you mentioned, you know, we simply are not getting progress reports. I mean, that's to be expected, though, isn't it?
No, absolutely. This is, as I said, an investigation that has the potential for both criminal charges against the leadership of the industry, as well as a process potentially of breaking them up. Some of our listeners may remember what now many people would say is ancient history, but 40 years ago, the Justice Department determined that Bell Telephone, the national telephone and international carrier of 40 years ago, was a monopoly restricting trade, and they literally broke Bell Telephone into seven little companies. It has happened before, but this is done like you're investigating organized crime. They don't give us progress reports. They don't discuss with us what they're doing. We just know they're doing it.
And you and I have talked about before, sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for, because what would the world look like if we did go to 8 or 12 meatpacking companies, large ones?
That's the other side. That's the other side of the coin, Ron. If you talk to the ag economist at any land-grant university, they will tell you that the actual process, processing meat, is the most efficient, most effective, the safest, highest standards in the world. So the question is not, is that steak or that hamburger safe that you're getting? It's not that, is it handled in the most efficient way, the most humane way? The question is the decisions being made about buying live product and the decisions being made about how to sell processed product and how those are handled in the middle. It is against the law for entities to collude, I believe would be the legal phrase, and you know I'm not a lawyer, Ron, collude to fix prices, whether it's on live product or on finished product going to the consumer. These are the kind of things they have to sort through, but we have to be sure that we don't damage the industry so that ultimately, even though we wind up perhaps with many more packers, we still get less of a price at the sale barn because they don't have enough competition for real to give us a market. So it's difficult, it's finesseful, but justice needs to finish the work. So if President Biden wants to help us, then he needs to turn up the heat on his own people and get it done, whatever they're doing.
And at this point, you know, there is legislation out in Congress that may or may not go anywhere. The over on the Senate side, I know you've seen and have looked closely at all the provisions of that Grassley-Deb Fischer bill. The one element that seems to have as much controversy about it is the mandated cash trade that a couple major groups, NCBA, American Farm Bureau, have said they do not want. But there's a lot of other parts of that as well that maybe we need to get done.
Absolutely. There are a lot of moving pieces here. There are a number of bills, but I do not believe that you'll see real legislative action until DOJ, the Department of Justice, finishes their investigation. Because until we have a good insight, and they remember have the ability to subpoena and examine everybody's business records, they have the ability to go after information that would be regarded as proprietary to the rest of us. Until we see that, then you can't be sure exactly which fix is necessary to address an issue that we all believe is there. I mean, can't have one packing plant fire in Holcomb in 2019 and blow up the market, and then turn around within 2 years' time and have health issues within the workers at the packing plants of COVID-19 and blow up the entire industry again. We all see the obvious that there are problems, but we need to know what's really going on, so when we do this change in the law, it will stand the long test and it will do more good than harm. I don't mean to harm either producers or consumers. That's why you have to be careful, cautious, and methodical when you do this work.
Of course, we are seeing the market work to some extent. I mean, you know, obviously we've got better cattle prices than we did a year ago, both at the fat cattle market level, the calves and yearlings as well. I guess the question is, do we have enough competition out there? Are cattle producers getting a fair shake?
Exactly. And producers have to be able to have confidence they're getting a fair shake, as you said. The other side of the equation is, with the Russians now making war on the Ukraine, the traditional breadbasket of that part of the old Soviet Union, we're watching the price of wheat and feed grains go up. So that's going to be an equation in the feeder industry, but it also means a loaf of bread's going to cost more. And it would appear now that the Russians will not have a quick victory, and even if they manage to destroy the Ukrainian government, they will do so much damage to that country, it will take years, maybe a decade, to get their grain production back up and going. So that's going to shift the grain price metric in the world, too, for a while. So lots of things going on that affect not just the folks who eat the wonderful products we raise, but those of us out there who are trying to raise those products.
Congressman Frank Lucas, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2022 bull sale Saturday, March 5th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms, Grissom Cattle, and McFerrin Farms, selling 105 Angus and Simmental Sim-Influence bulls, fall long yearling to spring yearling bulls, semen-tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.